Blog Talk Radio.
Nourish the bodies from leaves. The vision I seen was more than a dream. Waters flow on
out the sanctuary. My heart had joy and merit. I'm renovating my soul until we make it home. Foolish sins forever gone. Got spirit resting on my bones. Brothers and sisters, you with me. Let's hurt that stuff really quickly. Make out those policies 54. We home. About my sins are too many. I thought another God could save. To you awoke me from a slumber, pulled me right from my grave. And now that I'm saved, I'm blessed to know or understand truth. That no blessing, no curse is coming. Least is coming through you. I sing praises to my God to my very last breath. And use your laws as a ladder if I ever misstep. Let's praise the Most High, Yah, pay His holy name regard. We have come a long way. Yeah, we got so far before we right before our King. All of this ain't seen to we the sons of righteousness with healings up in our wings. We gone.
We don't
No.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Nothing But the Truth. I am Morey Isha Yisrael from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street, here to bring you Nothing But the Truth. And we will be bringing you nothing but the truth of Yah. And I'd like to say shalom to all our audience, listening audience, everybody in attendance, because you know, the only reason that you have tuned in into the program is because of your great fear and your great love for the Almighty Yah. And as I said, we will be bringing you nothing but the truth of Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the Elohim of our fathers. Yahweh is the Elohim, the only Elohim, and the Elohim of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahweh is the only creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only king, and the only redeemer of Israel and the world. And we're going to bring you Yah's word, because Yahweh has purposed it that we should, has ordained it that we should bring forth Yah's word. And what are we going to speak about today? We're going to speak about the increase of Yah. And we're in our holy season of the month of Abib. And we'll read this to you in the book of Deuteronomy, the 16th chapter. In Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 1, it reads, "Observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover unto Yahweh, thy Elohim. For in the month of Abib, Yahweh thy Elohim brought thee forth out of Egypt by night." And this is the season that we are in. We had our Passover, which was the 14th day of the first month. This occurred a couple of days ago in the third day of the week, which you know is Tuesday, April 9th. Yesterday, what occurred was Feast of Unleavened Bread, the first day of Feast of Unleavened Bread, in which we were commanded by the Almighty to remember our deliverance from Egypt, and that it was a night to be much observed. And we walked out of Egypt by night on the 15th day of the first month. And we are to eat unleavened bread for 7 days, from the 14th day at even to the 1st and 20th day at even. 7 days unleavened bread shall be eaten, and there shall be no leaven found in our houses, neither shall any leaven be seen with us. We shall have no leavened bread in any of our quarters. Today is the second day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And do you know what day the children of Israel were redeemed, were delivered, what day they left Egypt, what day of the week in particular? They left out of Egypt on the fifth day of the week. The fifth day of the week. And how do we know that? Because Yahweh has taught the children of Israel here at the house of Israel his holy ordinances, in which we are able to see exactly when these dates are. As Yahweh said, if we go in the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, In Leviticus chapter 23, we'll begin reading at the fifth verse, where it states, "In the 14th day of the first month at even is Yahweh's Passover." So he let us know what day that is to occur of the month, and that's the 14th. But what day of the week is that? "And on the 15th day of the same month," which is the first month, "is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Unto Yahweh, 7 days you must eat unleavened bread." And what day of the week is this 15th day? Well, if you adhere to the counsels of the Almighty, you would be able to understand that every holy day, and there's 7 of them, has its own day of the week in which it comes on, and it cycles through every day of the week for the 7 years of Yah's Sabbath of years. And we are to count these years because we are commanded to keep a jubilee. If you look in the book of Leviticus, the 25th chapter, in Leviticus 25, verse 8, it reads, "Now shall number," which means count, "7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years. And the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years," and that word space, English it says space, but if you looked up the Hebrew word, it would say yom or yomim, which is days. And the days of the 7 Sabbaths of years, and why days? Because Yahweh counted the light, the greater light to be exact, the days of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. And how many days is 49 years? Well, you see, you could do that calculation. But how many moons is that? Well, it don't matter. Yahweh didn't say moons. He said days, or the space of these years, which lets us know we don't count our years by a moon. But it's 49 years in these Sabbaths of years, 7 Sabbaths of years, which we are commanded to number. And once you number your years, you got to number what? Your months. The Almighty will need you to number your months so you can number your years. And when you number your months, you're going to have to number your days. And when you number your days, you have to number every day. And in doing so, and in following the formula of the Almighty, we're able to discover the particular dates of a particular time given in the scriptures, which is how we know that the first month in the 15th day of the month, when the children of Israel walked out of the land of Egypt, in the first year of Yah's Sabbath years, that was the 5th day of the week. And why is that important, that we came out in the 5th day of the week? Because Yahweh said this in Genesis, the first chapter, and the 20th verse. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 20, it reads, "And Elohim said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And Elohim created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly and after their kind. And every wing fell after his kind, and Elohim saw that it was good. And Elohim blessed them, saying, fruitful and multiply. Fill the waters and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. So in the fifth day, Yahweh made the fowls of the air and the whales and the fish and the things that move in the sea come forth abundantly, which means he increased them greatly in the fifth day, because the fifth quarter of five is for Yahweh's increase. In addition to that, it is the first time Yahweh blessed anything. As you can see, Yah said he blessed them and told them to be fruitful and multiply. And the order of five is Yah's increase, in which Yahweh made abundance come forth abundantly. And on the fifth day of the week, what happened in the first month, in the first year of Yah's Sabbath of years? Well, the thing that happened was the entire nation of Israel came out of Egypt. But if you go to the book of Exodus, the first chapter, you'll see what came out of Egypt. In Exodus chapter 1, verse 7, verse 7, it says, and the children of Israel were fruitful and increased in abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. So Yahweh increased his nation in the land of Egypt. He allowed them to be great. And what did Yahweh tell Abraham? That his seed shall be as the stars of the heavens that cannot be numbered for multitude. But then say, well, didn't the scriptures say that 600,000 people came out? No, the scriptures let us know 600,000 men of war came out, which means 600,000 men that were 20 years old and older came out. They came out with children and women. And you know, a man, there's seven women to every man. So there was a lot of people that came out. And you know, one man can have various amounts of children. So you still don't know how many people came out of Egypt. We know how many soldiers came out. We don't know how many people came out, period. But Yahweh said that we abundantly increased, or increased abundantly and multiplied and waxed exceedingly mighty. And how many children of Israel went into Egypt? Just 70. And if 70 went in, and 600,000 soldiers came out, then Yahweh didn't lie. We increased. And not only did Yahweh not lie, he was telling the truth. Because what day did he bring his nation out? On the fifth day of the week. And what is the fifth? It's Yah's increase. And did he not increase his nation? Did he not bring forth his firstborn son? Yeah, he didn't bring out Christ. They put that little lie in the New Testament. Christ went up into Egypt, came out when he was 12, just so they could try to say He brought them out of Egypt. No, we ain't talking about no Christ coming out of Egypt. Yahweh's firstborn. Let me show you who Yahweh's firstborn is in the book of Exodus. Because didn't we read in Genesis, the first chapter, on the fifth day was his first time blessing, period. So how do you want your first blessing to be? Yahweh had his first blessing be just great abundance. Have you ever seen how many birds there are? Do you even know how many birds there are? Too many to count. How many fish are there? Too many to count. I done seen videos of whales just opening up their huge mouths and just eating all kind of what they call krill, just all kind of things in the sea, just moving them and all kind of things in the sea. And we can't even count how many it is. They've been fishing for thousands of years in the oceans and in the seas, and they still fishing today. How much is that? Yahweh's first blessing was a great abundance. And so how do you think he was going to deal with his firstborn? In Exodus 4 and 22, what does this say? Exodus 4 and 22, it says, "And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith Yahweh, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, my firstborn." So the Most High, he's delivered his firstborn son out of Egypt on the fifth day of the week. Because he was increasing. He was doing his work, showing forth his increase, and also showing forth that first blessing. If he's going to bring him out, he's going to do it in abundance. And the entire nation of Israel came out of Egypt on that day, the 15th day of the month, in the fifth day of the week. And the Almighty, he doesn't stop there when it comes to his increase. If you go to the book of Isaiah, the 26th chapter. In Isaiah chapter 26, we're going to begin reading at the 12th verse. Isaiah 26, verse 12 states, "Yahweh, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. Yahweh, our Elohim, other masters beside thee have had dominion over us." Is that not true? Are we not at this moment oppressed by some cruel overlords? "Other masters has had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name." Even though we're ruled over by other masters today, we only want to make mention of Yah's name, because he's our master and he's our savior. Not the Christ of the New Testament, not the boss at our jobs, and not anybody else, but Yahweh is the only true, as they say, Lord and Savior. Yahweh is the only one that is the master. Yahweh is the only one that is the Savior. The scripture goes on to say, "They are dead. They shall not live. They are deceased. They shall not rise. Therefore thou hast visited them and destroyed them and made all their memory to perish. Who? These other masters. Thou hast increased the nation, O Yah. Thou hast increased the nation. Why he say it twice? Because he wants this thing established. Thou hast increased the nation, O Yah. Thou hast increased the nation. Thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. And don't you know, Yahweh said what he said because Yahweh speaks truth. The children of Israel are in the four corners of the earth, mightily increased. In America alone, they lie about the number of black people. They say, oh, there's 40 million black people. How they know that? How they know that? Most black people I know, whether they know y'all or not, don't participate in the census. And you can't tell me that a city like Cincinnati ain't predominantly black. I've been all through up and down this city. You can't tell me that Chicago ain't predominantly black, all the black people in there. In New York, and I've been in New York, and I see black people more than I see white people even in the white neighborhoods. I don't know how many Israelites there are in this country, but there's a lot of us, and this is just one country. We in South America. We in Africa. We're in Europe. We're in Asia. We're in the four corners of the earth. Yahweh has increased the nation. Yes, Yahweh has increased the nation. You are glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Because Yahweh is going to show forth his majesty to show you that he is not a liar. If he said Israel will be as the stars of heaven, which cannot be numbered for multitude, that's exactly what we are. And you cannot number Israel because Yahweh has increased us. And when did he birth this nation? When did he allow this nation to be born? Well, on the fifth day of the week, because that's Yah's increase. We are Yah's increase. And what are you to do in Yah's increase? Well, go to the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, just to show you about this increase again. And I'm sorry, Leviticus 19, the 23rd verse. In Leviticus 19, verse 23, reads, and when ye shall come into the land and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then shall you count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years shall it be as uncircumcised unto you. It shall not be eaten thereof. But in the fourth year, all the fruit thereof shall be holy, to praise Yahweh with all. Why is it holy now? Because it's been dormant for 3 years. And in the fourth year, you are to bring it to Yah to praise him. Because the fourth is Yah's praises. The third is Yah's holiness. In the fifth, as it says, and in the fifth year, ye shall eat the fruit thereof, that it may yield unto you the increase thereof. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. So in the fifth year, you're able to consume this fruit, and now it will yield its increase because you have followed the order, the ordinance of the Almighty. And what did Yahweh want his people to do, yield unto him our increase. When we were in the land, this is what he wanted us to do. And even when you're anywhere, yield unto Yahweh your increase. Go to Proverbs. The third chapter. Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 9. Yahweh stated, honor Yah with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. And why? Well, Yahweh lets you know if you let the tree, fruit tree, dormant for 3 years and count it as uncircumcised, in the fourth year, you're to praise Yah with all. In the fifth year, you can eat it, that it may yield unto your unto you its increase. So Yahweh let us know, honor Yah with all thy substance. And with the first fruits of your what? Increase. Because what did Yahweh do with his first fruits? He increased it. What does he want you to do with your first fruits? Increase. If you want the first fruits to increase, honor Yah with it by bringing it to him. And then the next verse, verse 10 says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. If you want a blessing, you got to give a blessing. If you want to be increased, you got to increase. And the way you increase to the Most High is to give to who he told you to give to. And who did Yahweh say to give this increase to? If you go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter, because Yah's increase is how you increase. And we want to be increased. We want this blessing on us. Because in Yah's increase, we are saved. We came out of Egypt on the day of Yah's increase. And don't you want to come out of Babylon today? And if you come out of Babylon today, don't you want to come out with great substance? As Yahweh said, we will come out with great substance. And what is great substance? That means an increase. And Yahweh let us know in the book of Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter, how do you bless Yahweh with your increase? In Deuteronomy 14, verse 22, it states, thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed, that the field bring it forth year by year. And thou shalt eat before Yahweh thy Elohim, in the place which he shall choose, place his name there. The tithe, and what is the tithe? It's the tenth. It's the tenth. And what is the increase that Yah got to do with Yah's holiness or the third order? Because the tithe is the tenth. But ten is in the order of three, which means it's sanctified. It's set apart. It's for Yah's servant. And the tenth is what you're supposed to give of your increase. It's the holy part of your increase. And Yahweh wants you to tithe all of the increase of your seed year by year in the place which you shall choose. And you shall eat before Yahweh your Elohim, verse 23, which he shall choose to place his name there. the tide of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thine oil, and of thy firstlings, and of thy herds, and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear Yahweh thy Elohim always. Which means if you're not tithing, you're not learning how to fear the Almighty, how to honor the Almighty. The scriptures say, honor Yah with thy substance and with the first fruit of thine increase. And he continues to say in verse 24, and if the way be too long for thee, so thou shalt not be able to carry it, the place be too far from thee, which Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose to set his name there, when Yahweh thy Elohim hath blessed thee, then shalt thou turn it into money, and bind it up the money in thine hand, and shalt go to the place which Yahweh thy Elohim shall choose. And thou shalt bestow the money for whatsoever you so lusteth after, for oxen, or for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatsoever thy soul desireth. And thou shalt eat there before Yahweh your Elohim. And thou shalt rejoice, thou and thy household. And this is who you're giving part of your increase to. And the Levite that's within thy gates, thou shalt not forsake him, for he hath no part nor inheritance with thee. So this tithe, the Jerusalem tithe, the yearly tithe, was a tithe that we can only do in our land. Because we were to bring that tithe up to the house of the Most High and rejoice before Yah. And bestow that blessing to his servant, the Levite. But there's another tithe, a tithe that we happen to be in the year for today. In verse 28, at the end of 3 years, thou shalt bring forth all the tithe of thine increase the same year, and shall lay it up within your gates, the places you live, in your openings, on your doors, the tithe of your increase. And who do you give this increase to? And the Levite, because he has no stranger with thee, because he has no part with thee, nor inheritance with thee, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, which are in thy gates, shall come and shall eat and be satisfied, that Yahweh thy Elohim may bless you in all the work of thine hand which thou doest. So you want to be blessed in the work of Yahweh that you do? Well, the third year is the year where you're to take all your tithe of your increase, and in this special year, in this sacred year, in this set apart year, only comes around every 7 years. Every 3 years, but every 7 years. Because the third year is a particular year within a Sabbath of years. The fourth year can only happen once every week of years, as with the third year, as with the first. And that only happens once every 7 years. And if you want to show Yahweh you belong to him, well, you got to give the tithe of your increase unto the fatherless, the stranger, the widow, and the Levite. And you could do that in all your gates. But the Most High is letting you know if you do that, you'll be blessed. And don't we want to be blessed? Don't we want to be able to be delivered with great substance? Well, I think we should tithe, especially in the third year. This is the year of tithing. As a matter of fact, look what it says in Deuteronomy, the 26th chapter. In Deuteronomy chapter 26, And we're going to read the 12th verse. And why the 12th verse? Because 12, it's in the order of 5. And what is the 5th? Yah's increase. What does Yahweh say? In Deuteronomy 26, which also happens to be chapter 26, also happens to be the order of 5. Why? Because it's Yah's increase. And what does Yahweh want you to know about his increase? In Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 12, when thou hast made an end of tithing all of thy tithes of thine increase in the third year, which is the year of tithing. What is the third year? What is the third year? It's the year of tithing. It's the year that you give a tenth of your increase, that which Yahweh has blessed you with. In the third year, when you have made an end of tithing, all the tithe of thy increase in the third year, which is the year of tithing, and has given it unto the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, that they may eat within thy gates and be filled. Then thou shalt say before Yahweh thy Elohim, I have brought away the hallowed things out of my house. Then we say the order of 3 is holy, is sacred, is set apart. I brought forth the holy things out of mine house, or the hallowed things out of my house, and also have given them unto the Levite, and unto the stranger, and unto the fatherless, and unto the widow, according to all that thou commandest, which thou hast commanded me. I have not transgressed thy commandment, neither have I forgotten them, because I belong to you, Yahweh. And that's how you can make that statement. Now, can you make that statement if you say you can't pay tithes in America? You can't give tithes in this land? Can you say that this year with your increase? What are you going to say you did with your increase today? Did you give your increase to City Shop, to Foot Locker, to Red Lobster, and to the church? Or did you give your increase to the fatherless, the widow, the stranger, and the Levite? And say, I have kept Yahweh's commandment, and I have not transgressed commandment. And you can only say that if you belong to Yah, if you join to Yah. And Yahweh wants you to join unto him by doing the tithe of the third year of all thine increase, because that's what it's for. The Most High has an order of things. He has a law, so you can walk in it and live in the truth and see the blessings that you'll receive. But if you don't walk in it, then you're not see the blessings, but the cursings. And what are we discussing? Yahweh's increase. And who else, or what else, show forth God's increase? In this time of our holy season, let's revisit someone that is a pivotal person in this time. Our ancestor, one of the fathers of the 12 tribes of Israel. And why 12 tribes? Because 12 is the order of 5. And 12, being the order of 5, represents Yah's increase, represents Yah's abundance. And in the book of Genesis, 37th chapter, begin reading in the first verse. In Genesis 37:1 says, "And Yaakov dwelt in the land of wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. These are the generations of Yaakov, Yosef being 17 years old." Now, who is Yosef? He's the son of Jacob. And we're hearing about Yosef. He's the only son of Jacob of whom we knew the age of before they was dead. And what is that age? 17. And what order is 17? The order of 3. Why? Because Joseph is Yah's servant. And Yosef, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wife. And Yosef brought unto his father their evil report. Now, what is the word, what is the name Yosef mean? Well, it means add to increase. And what did Yosef increase? And as I said, Yah's increase is important because it is attached to our salvation. It was in Yah's day of increase that the children of Israel walked out of Egypt, the fifth day of the week. But it was Yah's servant, Yosef, whose name means to add to increase, that allowed us to be saved when we came into Egypt. And when did this happen? If you look in the book of Genesis, the 41st chapter. In Genesis chapter 41. Start reading at the first verse where it states, "And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years," which would mean you're in the third year now, "that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored kine, and fat-fleshed, and they fed in the meadow. And behold, 7 other kine came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other kine upon the brink of the river. And the ill-favored and lean-fleshed kine did eat up the 7 well-favored and fat kine. So Pharaoh awoke, and he slept, and dreamed a second time. And behold, 7 ears of corn came up upon the one stalk, rank and good. And behold, 7 thin ears and blasted with the east wind sprung up after them. And the 7 thin ears devoured the 7 rank and full ears. And Pharaoh woke, and behold, it was a dream. And it came to pass in the morning, his spirit was troubled, and he sent and he called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth, his servant, and put me in ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night. I and he, we dreamed each man according to the interpretation of the dream. And there was there with me a young man, a Hebrew, servant of the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted us our dream. To each man according to his dream did he interpret. And it came to pass as he interpreted to us, so it was me he restored unto my office and him he hanged. Pharaoh sent and called Yosef. He called the one whose purpose was to bring forth increase, to add to your life, add to your salvation, add to your deliverance, because this was what he was there for. And Pharaoh said unto Yosef, he called unto Yosef, and they brought him in haste out of the dungeon, and shaved himself, and changed his raiment, and came unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Yosef, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee, that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Yosef answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. Elohim shall give Pharaoh an answer to peace. And Pharaoh said unto Yosef, and he said his dream. And let me expedite to the verse, where it says, Joseph is letting him know what the dream was. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What Elohim is about, verse 25. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. Elohim has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good kind are 7 years. And the seven good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. And the seven thin and the ill-favored kind that came up after them are 7 years. And the seven empty ears blasted in the east with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What Elohim is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. And why is it the one whose name means to add to, whose name means to increase, is showing Pharaoh that part of his dream is showing him 7 years of increase? He said, behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine. And what's going to increase this? Famine will increase. And the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt. And the famine shall consume the land. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of famine following, for it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by Elohim, and Elohim will shortly bring it to pass. Now therefore, because why? Because this was in the third year. It was after 2 full years, which means it was the beginning of the third year, which means planting season and growing season was upon them. And he's letting them know this thing is about to happen very shortly. And here is what Joseph said in verse 33. Now therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the 7 plenteous years. What a fifth part? If you don't know by now, it's because it's for increase. And let them gather all the land, all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such one as this, a man in whom the spirit of Elohim is? And Pharaoh said unto Yosef, for as much as Elohim shown thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Yosef, see, I have set thee over the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took his ring from the hand and put it on Yosef's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt, because Yosef was able to show Pharaoh how to sustain, how to add unto these years of famine, how the increase could keep them in strong even in the famine. By doing that, Yosef lived out his purpose, which was what? To add to increase. But for what? For salvation. Because Yah's increase is about his salvation. When we came out of the land of Egypt, it was on the fifth day of the week. And that was the day that we had obtained salvation. And look here, what else Yosef would do to shine forth his purpose. If we go to, I believe we want the book of Genesis, the 45th chapter. And in Genesis 45, we'll start reading at verse 4. It says, Yosef said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near, and he said, I am Yosef, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now therefore, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither. For Elohim did send before you to preserve life. See, Yosef knew what he was doing. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and there are yet 5 years in which there shall be neither earing nor harvest. See, Yosef was letting them know, we got 5 more years. And what does the fifth represent? Yah's increase. And when did Yosef bring his brothers and his father into Egypt so they can be saved from the famine? When there was 5 years left, did not Yah tell you that his fifth is for his increase? He only wanted the children of Israel to increase. He wanted them to sustain and be added to. And the only way they was going to do that is by Yahweh doing what he did. Having Yosef, whose name means to increase, to add to be able to save them for this purpose. And just go to the book of Genesis, the 30th chapter. And in the book of Genesis, chapter 30, go to verse 22. And it states here in Genesis 30, verse 22, and Elohim remembered Rachel, or Rachel, and Elohim hearkened to her and opened her womb, and she conceived and bare a son and said, Elohim hath taken away my reproach, and she hath called his name Yosef, and said, Yahweh shall add to me another son. You see, Yahweh lets you know what he's doing. And what he's doing is showing you his order, his ordinance, how he does things. And the way he saved his people attached to not only the order of three, which is Yah's servant, but his order of five, which is Yahweh's increase. Now, go with me to the book of Daniel, the 12th chapter. And as I already let you know, 12 is in the order of 5. And how do I know that? Because Yahweh only has 7 orders. And why? Because Yahweh only has 7 days. And everything that Yahweh did and created that is in existence at this very moment came to pass in the first 7 days of creation. All the light, all the properties of the heavens, all the properties of the seas and the earth, the trees and the herbs and the grass, everything that has to do with the luminaries, the lights, and the signs, and the seasons, and the days, and the years. Everything that has to do with the fowls and the fish of the sea. Everything that has to do with creeping things, cattle, beast, and man. Everything that has to do with Yah's holiness, Yah's rest, Yah's completion, Yah's blessing was all made in the first 7 days. Nothing after that. Everything was set in order at that time. And so after the 7th, it repeats. You have to go back to 1. So after the 7th, you have another number, which is called 8, but that falls in the order of 1. 9 falls in the order of 2. 10 falls in the order of 3, 11 in the order of 4, and 12 in the order of 5. And who is 12 represented by? The children of Israel. Yah's increase, Yah's inheritance, Yah's first fruits. And in Daniel, the 12th chapter, what does it say? If we go here in Daniel the 12th chapter, the first verse states, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people." What people? The people that's represented by 12. The 12 tribes of Israel shall stand up. "And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be," what? "Delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book." Because Yahweh's letting you know his people get delivered. His people get saved from trouble. I don't know what the blood done saved you from. I don't know what bowing 5 times a day to a black stone done saved you from. But calling on the name of Yahweh, walking in the ways of the Most High, that will save you from trouble. And if you go down a little bit more, where it says in verse 3, I'm sorry, verse 4, it says, "But thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end." And brothers and sisters, we are at the time of the end. When is this book sealed into? The time of the end. "Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." Why does it talk about knowledge being increased in the 12th chapter? Because this is Yah's order. And knowledge has been increased. You don't even have to go to the library today and go to a library catalog. Look, when I was young in school, they taught us how to read the library catalog card. So you go to the library and find a book. That was a long and tedious process compared to picking up this thing and saying, "Hey, Google, tell me about King David." And it'll pull you up all kind of things. King David in the Holy Bible, in chapter 2 of 2 Samuel, tell you all kind of stuff. People don't need to go to college no more. You want to learn how to do hair? Go to YouTube. You want to learn how to change a tire? Go to YouTube. You want to learn how to do this or do that? Go. What I need to go down to the library and read a catalog card for? Been increased. And why has knowledge been increased? So people can be, so y'all can show you that people going to run to and fro, knowledge increased, the world at the palm of their hands, and they, what does it say? In verse 5, it says, then I Daniel looked, and behold, there stood the other two, and the one from this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river, and the one man said, clothed in linen, was upon the waters of the river. How long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and a half, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, and these things shall be finished. And I heard and I understood not. Then said I, O my master, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed to the time of the end. And look what happens with this knowledge increase. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. Even though knowledge is increased, even though Yahweh has increased his nation, and Yahweh has increased the nation, and he has placed us throughout the four corners of the earth, as he has said, the wicked shall do wickedly, and they shall not understand. But the wise shall understand. If you're wise, you'll see Yah's word. He said that he's going to do this until he has accomplished scattering the power of the holy people. And brothers and sisters, our power is about gone. Let me tell you about a brother that everybody is starting to know about today. His name, he goes by the name, or went by the name of Nipsey Hussle. He was a hip-hop artist, and he got murdered on the fifth day of the first month of the year, or what they would tell you, April or March 31st. And this brother's murder was tragic. Not only because, which is very horrible, he got murdered in front of his own daughter. Shot six times. And he died the day he got shot. And did I mention that this was the fifth day of the first month of the year? Well, this brother was 33 years old. And 33 is the order of five. Nipsey Hussle had five CDs, five albums. And that's the order of five, of course, is five. He was 33. That's the order of five. He was murdered on the fifth day of the month. That's the order of five. He released five CDs or five musical projects. But even more, he was born April 15, 1985, which was the fifth day of the week. And it was the fifth month. And his real name is, I believe, Ermias Joseph. And I'm not going to mess up his last name because he's Ethiopian, and I'm not going to mess it up. But his first name was Ermias, and his middle name was Yosef or Joseph. And I'm not going to mess up his last name, but what I'm getting at is Joseph, which means what? To increase, to add. And today, which is the fifth day of the week, today, was his funeral. That's seven different fives on this brother. And why does that even mean anything? Well, because Nipsey Hussle, I haven't listened to one song of Nipsey Hussle, but I knew Nipsey Hussle was in the community in part of California, in Los Angeles. He used to be a gang member, but when he got money, he turned it around. He started building community centers and donating to schools and implementing programs in schools. And he built businesses. He had built shared office spaces so people could go and work on their own business. He bought clothing stores and he employed people. He was trying to increase his community, which he did. He brought an increase to his community. He got murdered. Why did he do that? Why did the Most High take this man away? And why is it relevant to this time? Go to the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. In Isaiah 43, start reading at verse 2. Or was it start at the first verse? Isaiah 43, verse 1 is where we'll begin. And it says, "But now saith Yahweh that created thee, O Yaakov, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine." Yahweh is letting you know he's redeemed us. He's called us, and he's going to deliver us. "When thou pass through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame be kindled upon thee. For I am Yahweh thy Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life." Yahweh took Nipsey Hussle for you. Because even though many of you don't know about the order of five, Yahweh's servants do. He took this man because our people are grieving. Our people are being taken down. Whether it's by a bullet from their own brother or for the enemies, they're being taken down. Our power is being scattered. And it don't matter if you're a Nipsey Hussle or a Michael Jackson or a Malcolm X. Yahweh is not going to allow them to get deliverance for you. He's going to use them and use all of us, his people, as signs, so that you may know how you are to be delivered. You're going to be delivered. Our people were delivered on the 15th day of the first month, on the fifth day of the week. And on this fifth day of the week, Yahweh allowed one of his sons to be at rest. But he put seven times the order of five on this brother. But he's letting you know, this man can't save you. Building community centers can't save you, but turning to Yahweh will save you. Return to the Most High, and he will deliver us. He will save us. He will increase us. And we hope that those that are suffering from the loss of the person they love would hear the message. And see that, goodness, Yahweh brought salvation with this order of five. Yahweh increased with this order of five. Yahweh brought forth deliverance with this order of five. And he again will bring forth deliverance with all of his ordinances, because Yahweh said he has Israel of his hand. He will not forget us. And Yahweh has not forgotten us, and he will deliver us. And before I close, I received a question. How long after we came out was the first Sabbath observed? How long after coming out of Egypt? And that's a very good question. We came out of Egypt on the 15th day of the first month. And we did not keep a Sabbath that we see recorded anyway. First recorded Sabbath day that was kept by the whole nation, the children of Israel, is in the book of Exodus, the 16th chapter. And that was in the second month on the 22nd day. And I don't have a lot of time to go into show how the days break down, but if you look in Exodus 15, 16, verse 1, it says, and they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. So that was the 15th day. 7 days later, in the 22nd verse, I believe that we want, in the 22nd verse, it says, and it came to pass that on the 6th day, because this is 6 days after the 15th, they gathered twice as much bread, because it's the 6th day of the week also. 2 omers for one man. And all the rulers of the congregation came into Moses, and he said unto them, this is that which Yahweh hath said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto Yah. Bake that which ye will bake today, and seed that which ye will seed. And that which remaineth over lay up for you to be kept until the morning. And they laid it up until the morning, and Moses, as Moses bade, and it did not stink, neither was there worm in it. And Moses said, eat that today, for today is the Sabbath unto Yah. Today ye shall not find it in the field. 6 days shall ye gather, but in the 7th day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. So this was the Sabbath day. 7 days after the 15th is the 22nd, which means the 15th was the Sabbath day, which means the 7 days before that, which would have been the 8th of the second month, was the Sabbath day, which means 7 days before that would have been the 1st of the second month, which was the Sabbath day. 7 days prior to that would have been the 24th of the first month, which was the Sabbath day. 7 days before that would have been the 17th of the first month, which was a Sabbath day. 7 days before that would have been the 10th of the first month, which was the Sabbath day. 7 days before that would have been the 3rd of the first month, which was the Sabbath day. And what came 3 days before that? The 4th day of the week, which was when Yahweh made the sun, the moon, and the stars. That's the 4th day. And 3 days later was the Sabbath, which lets you know that this Exodus 16 was dealing with the first year. And it was the second month after we came out of Egypt, which means we came out of Egypt in the first year, which means the 15th day of the first month, the 5th day of the week, because Yahweh showed us how to count our days, how to count our weeks, how to count our months, how to count our years. Why? Because this is how he has shown us his signs. That's how his brother Nipsey Hussle, Yahweh used for us, because he has given men for your lives, and he has allowed knowledge to increase, because Yahweh's increase is for your benefit, for our blessing, so that we may bless, that we may increase and show forth Yah's glory. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we at the house of Israel. Praise the mighty Yah. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're on fire. Yeah, we're on fire. Yeah,
yeah. Arise, shine, for the light has come. The glory of Yah has risen up on his sons and his daughters. The darkness is uncovered. Pull sheets up of our lovers. We're perverted till we burn. So now it's time to return back to Yah, our city of refuge.